coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Well,
we are back.
It's nice to have Cheeto do the intro once in a while.
Yes, it is. Cheeto's our good friend.
Cheeto's awesome.
Yes, he's great. Everyone loves him.
Everyone loves Cheeto.
Yes.
How you doing, Claude?
I am doing quite well. How are you, Trench?
Not too bad. It's
good.
Thursday night, Spank Wagon Radio.
We're here. We're here. We're ready to go.
We're here. In a booth. No. Stole your line.
No, man. You know Ghost World?
Huh?
You know, the movie Ghost World.
Love Ghost World. Dude, that one chick is so fucking hot.
Thor Birch.
Yeah.
No doubt. You know who'd be like a good guy that we could like have the like pitch the show for us right there? The perfect announcer?
Who?
Dave.
I don't know about that, but maybe.
Yeah, give me 2 packs of cigarettes, man, and 7 beef jerky. Working in overtime today, man.
That's like pre-jerky.
Fuck you. You wish, homo. You invented it. You're Greek.
Oh.
You go to buy me dinner first. He's in the Red Hot Chili Peppers video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is.
That's the same guy.
That is the same guy.
According to the Internet Movie Database. Now, that is somebody I'd love to have be the spokesperson, man.
Nice.
We should dress Cheeto that way.
I don't know about the hair. It'd be hard doing the hair.
Cheeto with a mullet, dude.
Oh,
anyhow.
That's just wrong.
That's like just funny as hell.
It is.
Indeed.
Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say hello, Thursday night, Spank Wagon Radio live, or if you're listening to us any other time,
it's in the archive. But if you were here right now listening, it'd be live.
We had a very interesting thing happen to the archive, and I have no bones putting it all out in front of everybody.
So you just want to announce it?
I think it's worth announcing, considering the clusterfuck that occurred because of it. Not really because of it, just
around I have a feeling that if it were going to be a threat, it's already passed.
Exactly. So, yeah. That's kind of what it's like, you know, storm clouds, they're
sure.
Gone.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go ahead, we'll bring this on the oven right now.
You want to do it now, or you want to do it on the show?
No, you know what? Let's do it later in the show.
All right.
Just like when you watch the news, you know what? It's like cuddly puppies and guy sets himself on fire up next, and it's right at the very end.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Right at the very end. I don't know if I can do that.
We'll do it later in the show.
Ow. My cat just jumped up on the back of my chair and is now sniffing my hair.
That's great, man.
If he starts taking bites, let me know. Hello, kitty. All right. I guess it's our audience member for the night?
Yeah.
See that, or he's hungry, and that's the only reason he knows I'm here. If I wear a cap...
It's a bad omen of our audience. He almost fell off a chair.
He almost fell off the chair. You're so boring.
Oh, giddy.
We're not kidding here. My cat's like Well, how big would you say he's? Actually, he is 15 pounds.
Yeah.
He's about, a foot and a half long? Body-wise only.
God,
I hate it when you do that, and our mics don't like it either.
Right.
Let alone their speakers.
That's
all right, moving on.
Moving on.
Interesting stuff that's been going on, actually. I want to talk to you about, because you're an expert, because you're from there, California.
Yes.
Dude, what the hell is going on? Is this normal craziness for California?
California is literally the land of fruits and nuts. And California people right
there... It used to be Florida. Florida used to be the, you know, the votes of chats.
No. Okay, this is the difference, okay? The other 49 states realize that they're actually the part of the state of the union, okay? They are the union, okay?
Right.
They're states. They realize they remember there. What I tried to explain to your wife and you right there, your wife caught on immediately because your wife has had interactions with kids and parents from California. California is a nation unto itself. California doesn't recognize that anybody else in the world exists, okay, let alone the rest of the U.S., okay?
Right.
But when they have major political fuck-ups like this and shit like this, be sure they try to keep it contained as much as possible because they don't have time to deal with the rest of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think.
I'd love this right there because this has been years in the making right here. It's fucking great.
Well, Gray Davis has really screwed, you know, screwed the budget
and
over.
And it started with with his predecessor, Pete Wilson. Pete Wilson was somebody who said, we need to tax blah, 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 this and blah, blah, this and all this thing. And, you know, water conservation in California?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very important. Of course, the governor had a leaky pipe he refused to pay to fix, so his home was wasting 120 gallons a month.
Jesus.
120,000, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Bad leaky pipe right there. So it starts with there, becomes more apathetic. Gray Davis is like... fucked up the whole system.
Right.
Let me put this in perspective. California's deficit is higher than most states' budget.
Yes.
$35 billion shortfall for the state of California. It's a big fucking place, man. It really is.
It's a big state with a lot of different different cultures. I mean, quite literally, I can understand the whole nation on its own because technically, Northern California is completely different from Southern California.
It's a trip, dude.
Central California is even different.
Central California is agricultural, but it's not. It's not that Iowa agriculture shit you're used to.
No,
not at all, dude. Not at fucking all. And Central California is its own trip as well. Okay, Central California has the worst air in the nation now. Worse than Los Angeles and New York.
How in the hell did they pull that off?
You have a gigantic valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And imagine, for every car on the road, mm-hmm. every vehicle, there is 1.2 heads of cattle.
Oh, okay.
So you're kicking out methane and waste.
Moo.
Okay. Very funny, too. Very funny, too. Remember how we were talking about cars? You know, California doesn't rust shit out, so cars, you can get
last
classic cars.
Forever, right.
Yeah. Same with their farm equipment.
Makes sense.
They're running 1950s diesel engines and water pumps to take care of the agriculture and the land right there.
Because it still works.
Yes, it won't break down. And the shit just keeps working. And it's getting worse.
Hmm.
Asthma up there is through the fucking roof. Los Angeles has now become the largest city. Wide out.
Mm-hmm.
And is now the highest populated city.
Hmm.
There's more people living in L.A. and Southern California than there are in New York now.
You. Good reason to move to New York. Very good reason to move to New York, actually.
Well, it depends on what area in New York. I'm at, you know, let's see, South Bronx. No.
Yeah. True. Real quick, actually, let me just spew this out. For those of you who are listening to us, and I do see some listeners out there.
Indeed.
If you're listening to us, you want to join us live. We actually have an online chat where you can kind of join with us and put your two cents in.
Did you leave a message on my phone?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
If you know how to use IRC, we're in the irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon, SPANKWAGON. And if
indeed.
You want to really know how to do it, I mean, if I'm going too fast for you, go to spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes, and we have complete details there.
Complete details. Chat is the link. It's pretty simple and laid out for everyone.
And yeah, you'll love the
if you're
feedback.
Listening, you go there, you'll be able to get, you know, what you need.
Of course.
Also, let's see. I see some more people are joining in. That's excellent. Another thing, I was actually, just to let you know, I was kind of playing with, Shoutcast is our new main server.
Yes.
Really? Shoutcast is our main server.
I did not know that. I thought it was Scorched Earth.
We'll get to that one later, folks. Maybe next week, actually.
Yes.
Our main server, Shoutcast, being in place, I'm noticing something interesting with Shoutcast.com. When you go into the various little sections, they rank your user or your listener profiles based upon your listeners. So right now I have, like, technically three, possibly hopefully more listeners, and that means that I'm being ranked up in the talk section.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm asking. For those of you who are listening in, if you're listening in and you're not in chat, or if you are listening in chat, do me a favor, and this is funny, go with multiple applications.
You are such a fucking dick.
Listen,
you are asking people to fucking stuff a ballot box.
Fuck yeah, stuff my ballot box. I'm not a Floridian. I'm not Californian.
Fuck, man.
It's funny.
You sunk to a no low.
You know what?
I'm pissed I didn't think of it first.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
That's a good idea. Yeah, and maybe we'll give you some free Spankwagon stuff like some socks.
Maybe slightly used, but hey, it's an idea.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yes, I am that cheap. But yeah, I want to talk more about the California race.
Win Claude's thong. And I don't wear one, so.
Well, that was a full pair of underwear, and the washer just wore away more
Fuck, man. You're really caught up in this California thing.
I'm amazed by because Florida. Florida just, I kind of went, eh.
Florida people are just totally idiots and very indecisive.
Very indecisive. But with California, I love the idea that so many people know this is fucked up that everybody thinks that they have a chance.
Yes!
That
freaks
me out. Everybody goes, you know what? I can do better than this guy.
Yes.
And that's such an interesting attitude.
Yes. But you gotta understand, dude, California is land of fucking
fruits and nuts.
Dude, that's who the other celebrity was that's running for governor. Angeline.
Oh, no, not just Angeline. I've heard more.
No, these were the main celebrities listed right there. They're like the outrageous ones. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Angeline was one of them. That was the other one I couldn't remember.
Yeah, Angeline.
D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley. Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is known now, and I don't
Schwarzenegger
know. Schwarzenegger. I expected it. I personally expected it.
A lot of people did not, because Schwarzenegger said he was kind of leaning against it, blah, 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 and this, and he was going to go on the Tonight Show to make the statement mm-hmm. and this and that, and, you know, it was very low-key, which is actually why a lot of people started to throw their hat in the ring. Gary Coleman was a
but
candidate.
He pulled back out.
He pulled out because he said, I can't. He goes, I'll lose.
I can't compete.
Schwarzenegger has got it.
Uh-huh.
He goes, and what I'll do is I'll back him. Coleman, my guess is he won his $300 back for registration. But, mm-hmm. You know what? Everybody threw their hat in the ring going, oh, I can do this and I can do that.
Yeah, and that to me interesting. You know, is interesting. Now, one name I heard that I actually.
Reardon is very pissed.
Reardon?
Richard Reardon, mayor of Los Angeles, or at least he's going to be former because everybody's fed up with his dumbass. Reardon said that he fully expected Schwarzenegger not to run.
Yeah.
And he was kind of hurt by it that he was, but says he'll endorse him because Schwarzenegger said, if I don't run, I'll back Reardon.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't consult with Reardon or anyone first. He made the choice on his own.
Okay. Another name, yeah, Larry Flint is another one that floated around, but I heard there's some other issues going on with him, so that may not be a solid deal.
Larry Flint's not going to get because Larry Flint has too radical of an idea.
Too radical.
Schwarzenegger has got this thing of, you know what, let's sit down, let's look at what we got, and let's deal with it. Schwarzenegger is not being a fucking celebrity just to get attention.
No.
Schwarzenegger is fucking legit.
It's almost like Sonny Bono. It's almost like,
Nobody took him seriously,
but he did a good job.
Yeah.
Fred Grandy, Gopher from Love Boat. He was an Iowa senator.
Yeah.
He put in his hat against Terry Branstad. I know names don't mean anything to you, but
well,
Terry Branstad
was same
Republican,
names I'm kicking out. So
Republican
okay.
Republican Iowa governor at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were very close. It was only like a few hundred votes difference.
Yeah.
We almost had Gopher as our governor. And
wow.
Honestly, he did a good job.
Yeah.
A lot of people voted for him, not just for who, but for what.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Mayor of Carmel.
You know, let me just get this right. Is Carmel a city? Is it a town? Is it a suburb?
It's a city. I'm pretty sure he actually
is it consolidated?
Owns the city.
Oh. Well, that's kind of like a Laughlin deal.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. This is my town.
It's my town. Get out.
Yeah. Does Laughlin even have a mayor?
Shit, you know what? I never even bothered to think about that till now. Now all of a sudden I feel so bad
now,
that I don't know that
we're talking about.
That minuscule chunk of Nevada history.
Well, we got to find that out because what we're talking about, just way off topic again, of course.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Laughlin is a small city about 93 miles south of Las Vegas, sitting on the
Colorado
River.
More like 99.
99. Well, whatever. Yeah. Depends on how fast you drive.
Laughlin was
founded
by
in 68.
How fast you drive?
Long story.
What did you do? Take Christmas tree pass?
Hell no.
Okay, good.
I don't have a four-wheel drive. Get stuck up on top of that one.
Yeah. Anyhow.
What I was going to say, though, is Laughlin was founded in about 68. It was actually just a casino, the Riverside. That was it.
Yeah. And what ended up happening is Laughlin has its own airport, and this was necessary because the guy, something Laughlin, I forget his name. Don Laughlin, thank you. His picture's on the Riverboat Casino pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
And the Riverboat was the one he owned right there. He ended up having to get a Cessna and was constantly flying supplies for food and shit. Down to Laughlin.
I believe it.
Constantly. And then
it's a great little place.
He paid for that entire bridge.
Yeah.
To cross between
$2.3 million.
Mm-hmm. Because it was necessary at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we're talking about is this guy literally built the city up. I mean, it's not even a city. It's a small town. Now
it's a riverside town,
but it's a mini Vegas.
Now to me, it's bitching out because it's next to a river. It's like literally right on a river.
It's like, but I find very interesting things now are starting to occur. I was just down there last week, checking out the Laughlin Car Museum.
Right.
And we ate at the Flamingo Hilton that's down there, the Laughlin Flamingo Hilton.
Yeah.
And where we were sitting, you got a nice, beautiful view of the river. You know, not really. It's a river. It's not a huge Mississippi-type river, but it's a fast-moving river.
Yes,
mostly
indeed.
It's not a fishing river. It's a personal watercraft river is kind of what we kind of
think
of it as. But right across this river, a huge old Home Depot. So it's like, that's interesting. You know, we have an economy here, but it must be good enough for Home Depot because Bullhead City right there across the river,
dude,
Laughlin.
It's huge over there, yeah.
So
Bullhead City also goes across the hill in the back right there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people work in the casinos, you know, they just like, you know, walk or, you know, take a bus over to the river and just take the
ferry.
Yeah, the ferries.
It's a little river ferry that goes zip across. I mean,
ferries,
yes.
Yeah, they have several points up and down the river.
But constantly. It's a very interesting little dichotomy of a town. And same thing with, I guess, the Eastwoods town. Is it something similar to that? I mean, aside from the gambling, but...
Yeah. Now, and that's the problem, too. Speaking
where
of
where celebrities, you know, are owning these
things.
Yeah.
But that's also the problem with getting back to it as well with Flint. Why Flint will not get elected.
Why?
Flint is being very unrealistic about shit. Flint is saying, instead of stopping the hemorrhaging, let's give the body more blood. Flint wants to go ahead and legalize... Flint is on this pro-legalize and pro-level 3 gaming trip, and that's not gonna
fly in California.
Hell no,
not gonna fly in California.
Not at all.
I will agree to that because you know what, Flint is a whale to Vegas. He will go up to the Hilton International, and he will blow, if he feels like it, he will blow $25,000 or more a hand of a game of cards. So he's a whale, and I understand where he wants something like that. I really do.
To be honest with you, you know, like, I used to live in California, and I'll tell you one thing right now. Yeah, if California wanted gaming to go ahead and take care of it, you know, I was always pro that right there, but you know, let me tell you something. No. Not every state should have gaming because, dude, it's a fucking golem.
Yes. Because not
everyone can control it.
Gaming is something that you and I have agreed, and we've talked about this on old shows, way back before we recorded. We would always talk about how the fact that with anybody who lives in Vegas, anybody who lives pretty much in Nevada, if you're moving to Vegas, I'll exclude Reno, maybe I'll just keep to Vegas. If you're moved to Vegas, you're not going to move here and all of a sudden be in the glitz and glamour every night.
No.
If you move to Vegas, you can't have the expectations of...
Reno's different. That's a trippy city, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Reno's different. You've been there. I haven't. But Vegas is a city where if you go to Vegas, you don't expect Vegas to give you anything.
No. Vegas is interesting, though, because you can really pave your own way in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
You really have that opportunity here. Like they always said, it's a sunny place for shady people.
Yes.
Reno, though, is totally different, though, is from Vegas as well. Because Reno's a trip, dude. Reno is like a miniature version of what it would look like if gambling was legalized in New York City.
Because everything is actually built up instead of out?
Yes. Yes. It's really, really interesting. And between the casinos right there, they actually build those corridors, the bridges across right there, for the winter to keep people from freezing.
Because
it snows pretty hellaciously.
Yeah, it's a snowy, dare I say, wintry wonderland, you know? It's
not quite as bad as you might experience in
other parts of the country.
But
no,
still,
it's
it snows thick and ice.
Yeah.
But anyhow, like for that right there, you know, with Vegas right there, you know, you don't fucking come here to gamble.
You come here to gamble if you're here as a tourist to do
no,
so.
No, I mean as in to live here.
No. If you live here, you have to be responsible. You have to be, dare I say, conservative. You have to expect no help, no sympathy.
Yeah.
You know, when you're here in Vegas, and I hate talking down my lovely city because I love my city, but you can't live here and expect to, you can't expect handouts.
No.
Because homeless...
Well, hell no.
Homeless are shined down upon.
Yes, and there's two sides to that homeless story, by the way. Nevada has been ranked the worst city for homeless, the most unfriendly.
Most unfriendly, yes. We're the worst.
However,
but I don't want to get too far off of California here.
California has been rated as the most unfriendliest state. And that trips me out. There's got to be something wrong, because California is constantly giving handouts to the fucking homeless down there.
Who knows? Maybe it's just to a point where Everybody is just fed up.
Yeah,
you know that's what it is. It's a level
which is
of
very interesting
anger.
Because yeah, like we talked about Flint's platform there too, and Flint's not taking it seriously, in my opinion. Flint's going
probably not. He,
no,
I
he's,
don't think
he's
he
saying
ever will.
No, because his campaign slogan is going to be "Elect a smut peddler." Dude, that's not going to fly. Schwarzenegger is not going. I'm going to terminate the deficit.
He's I'm here for your votes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that'd be funny. I'd love to see. Yeah,
a Hans and Franz with
Hans and Franz
Hans and Franz campaign election.
Yes,
that'd be great. You know they'll bring that back for that.
Hopefully
they will
so.
Try.
Yeah, yeah. But seriously, let me tell you something. Schwarzenegger. I have a gut feeling Schwarzenegger should probably get it, man. Looking at everything. Arianna Huffington.
No. Arianna Huffington. Another name that we know.
Feinstein backed out, and that was a trip to everybody. Feinstein just fucking. If Feinstein was going to win, I'd be like, you know what? That's going to be a tight election.
Who's Feinstein?
Feinstein is a. She started out as a city councilman, and she's now a representative.
Okay.
Actually, I think she's a senator now. Dianne Feinstein. Originally from San Francisco, was kind of had her 15 minutes of fame that first launched her career up in San Francisco with the murders that took place in City Hall back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
Guy went in, took out a fucking machine gun, killed half the city council. They asked him why. He said it was a tantrum induced by Twinkies. So he wanted to sue Hostess. And make them responsible for his murders. Well, never mind the fact he had vendettas against everybody. Welcome to California!
That's fucked.
Yes.
Another name, though? Another name yes. I heard, and I don't know if he's just legitimate, seriously, but another name that I would vote for if I was Californian. Gallagher.
What the fuck does Gallagher... I mean, obviously, what does Schwarzenegger know about shit
what is,
right
yeah,
there?
But Gallagher, to me, I mean, if you want really watch him, his older stuff from the 80s. Now, of course, who knows about
Gallagher
now?
Is very political.
He's
in
very political.
In my opinion, Gallagher is Gallagher would, to me, be a great advisor.
Yes.
I would really like to see Gallagher be an advisor, but not a governor. Gallagher is somebody I could step back and say, hey, man, let's go ahead, you know, and, you know, let's take a look at this. And what about this? Okay, yeah, that's an advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to fucking, you know, take him seriously, okay? Schwarzenegger could get up there and be serious and shit right there, and people will listen to him. You can't have fucking Gallagher giving
right.
a
and I
state
think the
of
only,
state
the only reason,
speech.
The only
because you're going to expect the son of a bitch to bust out with Sledge-O-Matic, okay?
Right, and the only reason that Schwarzenegger can be taken actually with any credibility is because of it's well-known. And I mean, it is. It's always on the news. Whenever he does anything based upon a presidential status, such as meeting with the president, lunch with the president, award ceremonies that are presidential award ceremonies, stuff like that. He has his feet in there.
Yeah, and
not
no,
just
yeah.
a foot, but his feet, his legs.
Exactly. And that's and you know what?
Hips,
that's also
geriatric as they are.
That's also the reason why Schwarzenegger would be good as California governor.
But of course, it's very interesting.
Republican, married to a Kennedy, has money, doesn't need special interest right there.
Wait, Schreiber's a Kennedy?
Yes!
I did not know.
You did not know that?
No, I did not know
Schwarzenegger that. Schwarzenegger comedy goes, it's the first time she's ever going to vote for a Republican. Everybody just busts out laughing at the news conference.
Nice.
Schwarzenegger has got the appeal. And yeah, Schwarzenegger makes like fucking $25, $30 million a picture now. He doesn't need this fucking money. He's sold off his fucking Planet Hollywood stock. He's got his fucking enterprises and shit going. He doesn't need the fucking special interest money.
Right.
Schwarzenegger does not look to me like he's treating this as a pet project. Schwarzenegger has moved to California and is really involved in the state. Schwarzenegger himself has not only... See, like, California wants to say, let's do after-school programs. So everybody goes, good, we'll keep kids out of trouble. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? Schwarzenegger's like, okay, you can't just do tutoring. You need sports and stuff, you know?
Yeah, make them work out. Make them
fucking
exercise.
Other than fucking basketball, man, what you do? Weightlifting and shit. Weight training for the kids that want to do that. If the kids
what
are...
What about football? What about baseball?
Exactly.
What about hockey?
Exactly. So Schwarzenegger's going, we need to... If we're going to fund after-school programs, we need to buy the equipment, and we need to go ahead and do something they want to do. And people love that shit, man.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of good sense.
And Schwarzenegger's absolutely right. If kids are more interested in playing fucking games, they're not going to go fucking roll with gangs and shit.
No.
And that is how the gangs are going to fucking die out.
If. Well, they'll just reinvent themselves into another form, but that's another topic altogether.
Already been done. Already been done, and it just all it does is just come back around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say, though, I was going to say... Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Shit. I just totally brain farted as to what
exactly
I was going to say.
We were talking about Gallagher.
Well, we were talking about Gallagher, but I mean, you're right. I kind of agree with the advisor role. Now that I hear it like that, because I was thinking, yeah, I'd vote for him, but then mention advisor, no, that I can see him as.
Yeah, Gallagher would be a great advisor.
Yes, he is able to do that. And also, Arnold, see, I didn't know about the whole the whole Kennedy connection. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Republican I knew, but there was something else you mentioned in there that I can't put my finger
has
on.
Got, Schwarzenegger is the perfect spearhead to destroy the two-party system. And he will do it.
Interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that does pan out, because I know that...
However, this is only going to be a two-and-a-half-year term.
Yes.
Because this will be when Gray Davis is going to actually be recalled. And make no mistake, it's going to happen. You want to know the most funniest part of all, though?
Hmm.
You know, Gray Davis has two lawsuits going right now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, one to hold the vote.
And the other one so he can list himself as a candidate to replace himself.
Oh, Jesus.
I shit you not!
So he already expects himself to lose, but he's trying to sue to keep that from happening. And then
right.
if he loses, he wants to be back on the ballot as himself.
Right.
Jesus Christ. an interesting thing, though, and I mean, you might have more of a knowledge of this.
Go ahead.
California is very well known for its Hollywood actors turning governors.
Not governors, but...
politicians.
Politicians,
so,
yes.
Let's see. We've got, you know, the Sonny Bonos. We've got
Sonny
Bono. Clint Eastwood. We've got
Reagan.
Arnie. Got to say it now.
Schwarzenegger, and you know what? It's going to fucking happen.
Ronald
Reagan.
History. Anyone else that I'm missing? I mean, like, for a bigger scale, more notable.
I'm trying to think offhand. Usually becomes some sort of actor that's living off residuals of some fucking show. But, yeah, California really does have that Hollywood connection right there. Other Hollywood actors have tried. Warren Beatty has tried to become governor and president.
Warren Beatty has his own problems, though.
Yeah. Warren Beatty's really fucking flaky, dude. I would not trust Warren Beatty. Plus, Warren Beatty is not good with PR.
No. Another one I would think that would do good for... or have a chance to be in the political arena would be Robert Redford. I could see him being in
Redford,
the political arena.
Redford, yeah, because Redford has that look of somebody who's stable with wisdom.
Yeah. Fonda.
What his... Peter Fonda?
Absolutely.
You think so?
I think so. There's a stateliness about him.
I don't know. I don't know their political convictions right there.
Well,
Fonda...
I don't think Hollywood allows them to have political convictions in most cases.
Oh, come on. The Oscars, half the fucking people there when they got up were like wearing Stop the War in Iraq shit, Roger Moore with his speech. Don't think that.
I don't mean it as in they stop them from having them.
All right.
I think that when they can, they either, well, they either shuffle them away.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Roger Moore got lambasted. I'm like, fuck, he did the best thing he could.
Yeah. We're not getting an argument about that, but yeah. So, but you mean not just political opinions, but agendas to implement.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Right, agendas. So.
But yeah, basically, it's going to be a trip to see what the fuck happens. This, you thought that it was going to be very indecisive with the fucking, Bush-Gore election right there? Wait till you see this, dude. I kid you not. There's going to be mudslinging, but, you know, how can you...
How do you mudsling against Arnold?
Exactly. Arnold Schwarzenegger does not look like... is not a politician. Gray Davis looks like a politician. Redford, everybody looks like a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarzenegger looks like he could whoop some ass. Schwarzenegger looks like...
It's going to be like another Ventura thing, though, I'm afraid.
No,
Ventura
I don't
got
so.
In. People were yay, but then Ventura fucked the state budget.
I don't think so. State budget's been fucked by Gray Davis. People are already seeing red, especially after that fucking... registration hike he pulled.
Yeah, we were talking to a coworker, and last year his cousin's vehicle cost $300 to register. This year will cost $900 to register. If you have a vehicle in California, come on over to Nevada. We'll figure out a way to set up temporary residence. I've got a big backyard.
Good. I'm going to hold you to that.
I know you will. I knew you would.
Good.
Anywho, let's moving on here, actually.
But yeah.
I need a water break, so.
Go ahead, have a water break.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick music break. Kind of change topics just a tad.
Uh-huh. Well, look at this.
We have all the machines running in here. Anyhow,
yeah, but you know what? We're wrapping up one political debate, and now your wife
and
comes
now,
in.
Yeah, well, you know, she refuses to discuss politics with me.
Okay.
Because I have not been, I've not been appearing at the polls like I should.
It's
justified. I'm legal to vote. I'm registered to vote.
But is this going to motivate you right now?
If I live in California, yeah.
But you're going to take an interest.
What am I going
to do? Take an interest in politics.
We always do.
Okay.
Okay. There's you. Have you seen the buttons that we have up in my booth? I have in my booth at work.
Say like I Omega.
No. That's those right there.
I knew I saw them somewhere.
Okay. No. One is, and they're all the ones that my wife has brought to me to say like I live here. I live here. I work here. I vote here. So I do, you know, when the next elections roll around, if it's something worth voting, you know, it will be voted on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if it's not worth voting, I'll kind of go, eh.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll probably go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, we might do a little bit of subject change. Although before we do that, I have another reason of why Schwarzenegger will be elected. He's already he hasn't laid out the plans, but he's already stated the goals right there. And he believes that they're attainable. Or do you want to talk about that now?
Why don't we go ahead and give us something after the break?
Sure.
What I'm going to play right now, though, is I got some odd music stuff you guys might like. I was downloading a bunch from mp3.com.
mp3.com.
Because it's free. Legal and free.
That's where I got Flux Capacitor, man.
Hmm, cool. That explains a lot right there, though.
Really? You like that song, then? Cool.
What I'm going to play is actually a couple weird songs. It's a punk, not really a punk, but a metal version of the SpongeBob SquarePants. Not the best song for encoding. And then I also have a really odd Ghostbusters. Really, really odd Ghostbusters edit that's pretty pretty interesting to listen to. So what I'm going to do is play those songs. And we'll be back in here in a little bit.
All right.
I'm trying to load up my queue here for the song and stuff. So.
But yeah, what we'll do is we'll go ahead, we'll take a break right here. And then when we come back, we're going to kick some major ass on Spankwagon Radio.
I'll just thank you. That was awesome. Could you say that again? That was such a good promo.
Sure. we're going to come right back and kick some major ass here on Spankwagon Radio.
Man, I'm in awe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to record that. We're back.
Sunday in the Arena Dome.
Sunday. Dada, this.
And what was it?
Don't you like that? Death Metal SpongeBob SquarePants. Death Metal Ghostbusters.
I've never heard of Well,
you've heard of, but you've never
heard
the theme.
I've never heard the theme, I should say.
Imagine that, but not quite as death metal.
Did you know SpongeBob SquarePants, do you know where the main revenue generation from that's coming? It's not children.
It's our people our age.
It's gay people.
Gay people?
SpongeBob SquarePants is a gigantic gay icon. And nobody can figure it out because the character's not gay.
Hmm.
But gay people love SpongeBob SquarePants.
Probably because
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Neither do I, but they said that it's really big.
But
a lot of gay stores will sell SpongeBob SquarePants memorabilia, and it sells quite well.
Interesting.
Has a good turnaround.
Hey, I got a couple requests. Someone actually said they really liked the Contra, and they also liked the SpongeBob. I'll tell you what. Instead of making you guys go hunt, because it is on MP3.com, I downloaded it for free. I don't think there was any licensing that I saw. I'll go ahead and throw
them up on
VFTP on Spankwagon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. By the way, that reminds me of something else. Another news story right there. The guy who started at MP3.com
yes.
is starting a new business venture.
Cool. Hopefully it's as cool as MP3.com.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
$129.
Uh-huh.
You buy a phone.
Uh-huh.
And just plug it into the RJ45 port on the back of your computer.
Yeah.
And you know how it has its own MAC address and ID?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can dial anybody else in the world that has that same thing.
Hmm.
No long distance. No.
So if you're hooking into your RJ45, Jack?
Yeah, voice over IP. All
what's connecting between...
Into your modem. You plug into the modem.
Oh, you just plug the phone into the modem?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking like on the back of a PC. Well, that'll be interesting.
No, no. It's a standalone unit. $129 buys you two phones.
Really?
Yes. And then each one has its own unique number, like a MAC address.
Interesting. That actually, I can see that working, actually, because it's simple. It's stupidified.
Yes. So you just plug it in, you go, and do free long distance worldwide.
Wow. Because it's...
They're heavily promoting it in Asia and California.
Because two places that are running out of phone numbers daily.
Yes, because, not only the phone numbers, yeah, but because of the huge amount of commerce. They're actually going for more of the business side.
Makes sense.
Pretty
absolutely makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, you were going to say make one comment about the another reason Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger. What he's going to do is he's already said, and this is so great, this is going to win Schwarzenegger the minority vote and get him the majority vote as well. Schwarzenegger is saying this right here.
Okay.
The federal government is not doing a good job of protecting our borders. We can't allow this. The influx of illegal aliens is killing us. So, to any illegal aliens that are here right now, he goes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to grant you full benefits like any other citizen. Medicare, Medi-Cal, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get work permits, and we're going to tax you.
Fair enough.
Because he's saying the illegal workers right there, he goes, what will happen is they no longer have to hide and cower. They'll force their employers to have to pay taxes and report them. But once this is done, they're going to allocate money from the illegal alien income right there to fortify the border.
Fair enough.
Got both sides fucking covered right there.
That's an interesting way to do it, and I actually see that being somewhat successful, provided it doesn't get shot down in any other form of legislature.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see that actually working. I'm sure that the
ACLU.
ACLU is having their fits, but they're supposed to protect those lines. You know, that's what they're there for. So, and as many people say the ACLU is stupid, no. Or that, you know, if they find it out, the ACLU has to kind of talk about... have to talk out both sides of their mouth because they're trying to keep it even, and it makes it very difficult for them.
Understandable. For me right there, ACLU, it's a very love-hate relationship.
It is.
They're like, especially local news again, the Boulder City.
Yeah.
Remember the story was a few months back about the cop who threw the 90-year-old man to the ground and broke three ribs? He has been fired.
Good.
However, Boulder City will not release any information as to why or anything else. ACLU has said this is public record. We need to know. We need to know why.
Okay.
We need to go along this whole thing because before he pulled the guy over, he happened to turn his camera off so he wouldn't record anything.
What an ass.
Yeah. And Boulder City won't do that. So I'm like, go ACLU. Then I hear this, you're not treating the homeless right, and I'm like, you know what, I should fucking kill you.
It's, again, talking out of both sides of the mouth, help that.
Yeah.
You can't help that when you're in that position.
At one point you wanted to be the hero, and at the other point you want to fucking lynch them.
I want to do a little bit of a retraction on a news story we covered some time ago.
Retraction?
Slight retraction. I don't know if I covered this last week, but I tell you how we got had.
Which story?
The Metallica suing the little
yes,
band.
Yes, 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 yes.
Dude, we even thought it was real. That perfect, plausible, deniable plausibility.
We already said that this was fake.
Did we say it was fake?
Yes, we said it was
I
fake.
I don't remember if we got had or if we said it was a fake.
No.
I think we
you
thought it was
had.
Real. I got had.
You got had and then retracted it right there.
Okay.
And then you reported it as the story right there being fake.
Okay, well, I want to make sure I got that out in the open this
week. Already taken care of. That was actually done at the same show.
Site news, actually. I have up in the message boards right now. It's actually under the Spankwagon posting. I want to know what you guys feel about the possibility, whatever, of listening to the show live on Fridays, 5 p.m. Pacific time, so 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening now, if your message board's junky, whatever, let me know what you feel, because...
We need to know.
We want to know. We need this feedback. This is probably more crucial than Name Your Spank, more crucial than some of the other stuff. This is when we're wanting to do the show. This is the best time that Claude and I could figure out on our schedule.
Yeah.
Will it work for the listeners? Only people I can ask are the listeners. So
we've actually got a lot of requests from folks to Friday night. The biggest request I've had is Friday 7 to 9. 7 to 9 doesn't quite work in a trench's schedule as well, but we're going to possibly do 5. Maybe we'll do 5:36. We don't know. We still have a bit of research to hash
we're
out on
still,
this.
We're but still Friday, it's not like it's changing or anything right now.
But we're looking at it as a possibility, and we
but
really
I wanna,
want some feedback.
Well, honestly, I want to change it. I want to free up my Thursday nights.
Thank God.
You need to get, because of your work schedule.
Yeah, my work schedule.
This has been hell. My schedule has been able to change my interest, I guess you could also say, because I'm really into local pro wrestling. Well, I don't mind skipping that now a few weeks out of the month to go do things like Midnight Madness Racing, which is this Friday out at the Strip. Thank you, Mr. Man.
Yes.
Which, by the way... I'm not going to go this week.
Really?
Not next week, because there's nothing next week, but the week after I'm probably going to go.
Cool, right on.
Real quick, actually, Mr. Man is the one who reminded me.
Yes.
Because, they have the racing this weekend, and we should see him with one of his vehicles out there.
Good. Which one's he going to bring?
The Mustang.
The Mustang?
The Mustang.
Right on.
So he's going to bring that out there and grudge
see,
match.
And that's, see, that's very good for you right there, because that keeps giving you that itch to go ahead and go further.
Yes, yes. I know that itch that my poor wife... hears me bemoan and complain about all the time.
Yeah, it's just because you won't scratch
it. But hey, let's not get into Kroger talk. What's in the kitchen? It was 5 p.m. Mountain. What?
What?
Was in the kitchen. That was 5 p.m. Mountain. No, 5 p.m. Pacific time there, Toe.
I love this global shit. It's fucking great. Dude.
It's great. So it's Vegas, 5 Vegas time, 8 East Coast.
Right.
Pure and simple. 5, 8 Central. Now,
it'd be 5 Pacific, 6 Central.
No, 6 Mountain.
6 Mountain, 7 Central, 8 Eastern.
There you go.
There we go.
And if you're in Alaska, stay up. Actually, it'll be even earlier. You'll be eating dinner, listening to Spankwagon, choking on your food.
God.
Well, that's what we're looking at right now. And if you really, I mean, I'm talking everyone. To my adopted family over at Ars Anime, the people I'm grown to respect immensely from just lurking in their chat rooms and stuff.
Yes.
Guys, I've seen you. I've started to see you guys post. Thank you. Let me know how you feel.
Also,
because you're the group I'm really kind of aiming for.
Yes, and we
also you're always there.
We also have a third party, and this is the very first right there. It's a viewer request to give out mad props, of course, in a sense, right there.
Interesting.
Red Rum would really like to thank Ars Anime for really sparking her interest again in anime.
Awesome.
Yes.
Very, very cool. So let's grab the official spokesperson of Spankwagon Radio.
Mad props.
Ars Anime.
What did you deserve
mad props for?
Hi.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors on this one.
Okay.
I didn't say which. No mad props for you. Oh, dejected look. Give her mad props.
I will have to assume you're going to listen on Friday night, assuming you can figure it out.
Oh, well, gee whiz, yeah.
That's why I wrote. See, we have someone who's sitting at home in Iowa. Giving Iowans a bad name because he can't figure out how to get to the actual shoutcast.
Yeah.
The
you
interesting
Iowans
thing
are smarter than that when you're not making meth.
We're not making meth. By the way, on HBO HBO tonight, there is a show on talking about meth production. And I love it. Okay, I told you about this.
Yes, you did.
And you didn't get to hear this, but they were talking about this guy who's a filmmaker in Manhattan saying, oh, there's an increasing problem of meth in Manhattan.
Manhattan, New York.
Yes, New York City.
He goes, New York City?
I'm... 3, 2, 1, joke. basically he was going, oh, there's a big problem here. Where does he go to interview these three families? Does he go to somewhere in Manhattan?
No.
Somewhere in the New York area?
No.
Somewhere on the East Coast?
No.
Where?
Iowa.
Iowa. Well, Iowa. Makes sense.
He interviews three crackheads from Iowa. Three meth addicts from Iowa. Because that's where he figures all the meth is being made. He just fucked Iowa a new hole. I'm sitting here going, oh, that's great. You know, our tourism board's going, shit. You know, they're going to see that and go,
what the fucking shit. Tourism board? What the nobody goes, let's go to Iowa, kids. Yay.
Some people do.
We do.
Yeah, but
we're
you have
from
fucking
there.
Ties, dude.
Yeah, we're from Iowa. Anyhow, that should be interesting. So it's
that's different, man. No one.
But, I'm sorry. I don't. Okay.
All right, kids. Look. Here we go. It's Universal Studios. It's Disney World, or we're going to see the biggest ball of mud.
Fuck you. Adventureland.
Anyhow, one thing that really pesters me about this
whole Adventureland would be Iowa, your West High School. Yeah, that's a war zone.
We're not going to get into that. I'm sure if you're listening, Airwolf, you'll know what we're talking
if
about.
If you don't catch on, check the archive. Anyhow,
yeah, definitely check the archive. One thing though, that I was thinking of. Is the fact that, hey, you know, Californians earned their stupidity. Floridians earned their stupidity.
Yes.
Iowans keep getting assigned stupidity. It's like, well, we just have no one else to blame. Here you go.
You gotta stand up for
okay,
yourself, man.
It's really annoying. Hey, I don't live there. You know what? I'm Vegas.
Dude, you know what, man? It's a fucking trip, man. You people are starting to become the Florida. You're breeding hate and stuff right there.
It's a weird, weird state.
Fucking making meth, dude. Have a big Al-Qaeda cells and shit there.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Drive their tractors across country and run them into storage sheds?
Not funny, actually.
You know, that one dude that parked his John Deere tractor in the middle of... the middle of the waiting pond over at me in D.C. Yeah,
yes,
you know.
So there you go.
My question is, didn't it seem kind of odd the fact that there was a tractor driving in downtown D.C.? It would have really been a red flag to me. I mean, we were in D.C., and what's the last thing you saw on the streets? Farm implementary.
Well, I was going to say, it certainly wasn't homeless.
No, that was the first thing you saw on the streets. Give me a dollar. No. Come on.
Kiss my ass, give me a dollar. I got lobbied.
Yeah, really.
And you know what? I'm not going to rehash old material. So if you people want to find out about that, check the archive.
Yeah. And then, of course, other stupid shit things in Iowa. Such as, I'm online and I'm looking at this news and it was like a Florida news. I don't know why I'm finding all these articles in a Florida newspaper. Talking about, like, the Iowa State Fair.
Deter the blame.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Talking about the Iowa State Fair and a life-size sculpture of Harley Davidson. Made of?
Cheese.
Butter.
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 You're not a fucking dairy state. How
no.
the fuck do you get butter?
I don't know. Well, how the fuck do you get cheese?
From a dairy state, man.
Yeah, I know, but you were... Never mind.
Cheese just sounded funnier.
Yeah, but it's like... Butter. I mean, there's all these butter sculptures and stuff they do there. And it's just... It's annoying because... You know... Why is it shit like this? Oh, and by the way, the stupid Florida newspaper. Guess what they didn't include in the article? A photograph. I couldn't see the butter bike. Or the butter cow or the butter pig or the butter art. I mean, what the fuck? God.
I'd do you something funnier than that right there, bro. You should go to the L.A. County Fair.
L.A. County Fair? Where they have butter gangsters?
Dude, no. I'm going to... It will throw you fucking off. The fair is divided into three fucking sections.
Okay.
You have... The carnival rides, where all the fucking gangbangers hang out.
Of course.
You have the commercial exhibits, where it's basically it's like a fucking giant indoor swap meet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the real honest-to-goodness agricultural exhibits.
That's exactly how...
And God forbid a fucking cholo wanders in there looking at the incubators. Yes. Or, you know, looks at shit like, you know, what's that shit in the jar?
Yeah.
Preserves, they don't know what the fuck those are.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And it's a trip to see these people just stare at fucking Longhorn steer.
Like, it's the craziest thing they've ever seen.
You'd think it was the Dark Ages and somebody just brought fucking platypuses to, what'd you call it, platypi?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. To, like, the fucking Europe, okay?
Right.
If you're like, what the fuck, I say? Man, check that out, I say. It's a, you know, that's a big fucking cow, man. It's not a fucking cow, dude. It's a steer.
Tell ya.
I'll even accept bull.
So does a car.
Thank you, Boss Hog.
No problem.
Dukes, Sam Dukes.
Anyhow, but moving on, actually.
Yeah, so that's real fun there, too. In the world's oldest house. I'm expecting to see, like, some sort of fucking adobe fucking aboriginal hut. No, dude. No. Somebody fucking cut down a redwood tree and hollowed it out.
I've seen that. It's on a goddamn trailer.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Of course, cutting down a redwood tree. That's genius alone.
Oh, I'll give you an even better one that's genius, bro. Up in fucking Northern California, where you go through the redwood forest, how somebody cuts a hole in the center of a tree so you can drive through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea.
That's another genius idea. Hey, moving on. Let's see. Do we have anything Vegas-wise to cover? Anything exciting happened in Vegas?
Pretty much. Once again, another kid got killed.
How?
How else do children get
killed
in Vegas?
Oh, they were left in their car.
Yes.
Fucking people. This is three shows in a row.
And the DA is getting fed up. They're like, you know what? I would love to prosecute these people, but I can't. Because a lawyer will tear me apart because there's no intention to do harm. We can't prove that.
You know, I'm saying like the wife said, take the rest of their kids away because how is there no intention to do harm? Your intention isn't obviously to do any good, but I guess you can't use that, dare I say, duality in it because of the simple fact that, God, I mean...
Inside joke.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. You can't... that's just annoying.
It's very annoying, and the DA is getting fed up with this right here. Dude, if it was California, these people would be roasted on a spit.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, which for some things I'm thankful for, but not just like this.
For many things I'm thankful for.
But this is stupid. I mean...
Yeah, it really is.
You can't.
So the DA is going like, can we please get some legislature to clear this shit up?
Exactly.
You know what's a trip too, man? It's got to be something. I don't know if it's the fucking perchlorate in the water, which, by the way, that's some more Nevada news right there. Lake Mead is so low right now that the intakes are being clogged by so much pollutants and mud.
Yes.
And to increase the water quality right there, they're having to install curtains under the water.
Interesting.
Yes. To filter out, you know. Oh, what's that? Enriched uranium tailings? Yes.
Anyhow.
That cup used to be white. So, anyhow, California, I shit you not, dude. I lived there 17 years since the day I was born. I never, ever heard about anything like this happening. And to be honest with you, this only started a couple of years ago, this shit with kids being left in cars.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's been ongoing, it's not a new thing. But I think now the awareness is there. I mean, you've got to realize when one thing is a culture, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, we are trends. We only follow things in trends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the thing of like the fad and the pop icons and the bubblegum pop music or, you know, that's why movies change. You know, you can't see a movie from the 80s and go, hey, that's pretty cool, because it would never fly today. I mean, you know what I mean? They could never let me rephrase it. They could never make an 80s movie today.
Perfect example, Never Too Young to Die. Gene Simmons plays a homicidal hermaphrodite.
That's just fucked.
Gene Simmons from Kiss.
I'm aware of Gene Simmons from Kiss.
John Stamos is the hero.
Scary.
Biting Gene Simmons in the nipple.
What the hell?
You have to see it, dude. And the heroine of the movie is Vanity.
Oh, my God. No, you can't make a movie like that and expect to do anything. But, you know, 80s movies are something that are all original. But
yes, 80s movies are fucking great. I'm gonna become a filmmaker and bring them back, dude.
It's worth a try.
80s films have one thing that I'm so grateful for. Lack of CGI.
Ah.
Yes.
Back when, if the costume looked hokey, it was a better film for it.
Damn straight.
I'm almost afraid of Jason versus Freddy.
I don't know.
Because when we grew up, in our generation,
It was
Freddy was the shit. Jason, up until he went to Manhattan, scared the fuck out of us.
Up until Manhattan, yeah. Jason X just...
Jason X didn't exist.
And Jason in space and shit, yeah.
Yeah. Jason X doesn't exist. Jason in space doesn't exist.
Space? What the fuck is this shit?
Exactly.
And then Cyber Jason. Come on.
Fuck that.
Shut the fuck up. But yes, you know what? I'm very sorry to say, you know what? That Rick Baker has been replaced by ILM.
Yeah.
That really makes me sad.
You know, and it's sad in a way because to me, it takes out, and I know this is a rehash, but
you need
creativity.
Yes.
The ingenuity of making something work that shouldn't work.
I will give you a perfect
physical property.
I will give you a perfect example of Ed Wood going to ILM, dude, as in a shitty movie with shitty costumes that tries to overuse CGI and it's really cheaply done.
What's that?
Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right, I think we're going to go ahead and actually, let's get this ready.
Yeah, the chief, I'm so glad that, you know, this is not a, you know, burden for you.
Well, oh, no, it's definitely not a burden for me. It's all cool.
Ghostbusters.
Hit the wrong button. No.
Calling me.
Can I get a little
lights
bit
lights out, Gorilla Radio. Turn that shit up.
I keep hitting the wrong goddamn button.
Dude, I downloaded Richard Cheese singing Nookie. You want it? And then Chop Suey.
That's interesting.
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? You wanted to. Why did you leave the keys upon the table?
You know what time that is?
It's time for Mad Props!
And let's give out our Mad Props of everybody who's sitting in our chat room enjoying the Spankwagon Show with us.
That's right. Prepare Mad Props starting with
Airwolf!
Mad Props!
Because he was asking for them. Let's give out Mad Props to Mr. Man!
Mad Props!
You better take a drink of water after that one.
I'm just trying to, you know, throw some variety in the show. I'm just very, installed by the 80s films now.
The 80s films and then the death metal music, cover music that we're listening to. And also
Solar Babies.
And also, Stuffed Tofu.
Stuffed Tofu! That sounds like
wiggle the thing. Thank you. I had to.
You don't wiggle.
Do you do with it? You have to wiggle the quick clicker licker pop.
You do
wiggle.
Not. This is wiggling. Okay. No. That's very queer. No. As in, it's not right. No.
Right.
No. You have to.
That's okay.
You have to rigorously shake the clicker licker pop.
Well, vigorously shake the clicker licker pop for my wife. And give it just a couple shakes for us. Okay. this is great. Hey, you know those smart
cards? Mad Props has been brought to you by Jules, the gum that explodes in your mouth.
Oh, shit. Okay, that was wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I liked
since
it.
I stole it.
Jewels right. Come that explodes in your mouth. And also by Glory Hole Videos. I don't know. I got the setup. I don't have the punchline.
I'm afraid if I type that into a URL, something will come up.
Glory Hole Videos. I'm sure that's a pretty overused thing right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. We already got the news articles about who wants to run for what.
Who wants to be governor of California?
Butterbike.
Butterbike.
I don't want to cover that. That's just a stupid-ass article. Oh! Follow-up to another article that we did last show.
Really?
Remember I was talking about the stripper that lactated on the...
Yes.
Oh, dude, it's getting deep now.
Really?
She now is going to turn around and do an about-face and sue him.
For...
the reason she squirted, and thus causing her emotional distress? Haha, that's the punchline. He grabbed her boob. That's when she squirted. It's getting deeper. The Michigan stripper accused of assaulting. I love that. He's assaulted. An unsuspecting club patron by squirting him with mother's milk has fired back, so to speak. Oh, these internet writers are wittier than us. This person told cops that patron complaint was a jerk. She knew from high school, and that he may have been responsible for the incident, according to this police department, blah, blah, blah. By the way, the stripper's only 20. So, think about this. I'm pointing this out because it's kind of, something clicked in my head. 20, has a kid now.
Obviously, yes, thank you.
We're talking newly pregnant.
Ready to drop.
Well, no, not ready to drop. That'd be a whole nother issue of morality altogether. But 20 and a stripper.
And has a kid.
And has a kid.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, though, she's suing, and right now it's still got to go in front of a judge to see whether or not both cases will even be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that, you know, that they have to do that. They got to go set the preliminary hearing. But I thought that was very funny. Very funny. Basically, what happened, and for those of you who didn't listen to last show, it's in the archive. I'll go over to give you the Cliff Notes version. She was giving him the good old lap dance. She didn't mind. He didn't mind.
I thought she asked him if he wanted a lap dance, and then that's when she like shook her money maker.
No. She was in the process of, I think, and she goes, "You want some of these?" Shook her money makers. Thus, therefore, squirting, or as the I think the article said, drizzle.
Drizzle
is one of the words used in there. It drizzled him with mother's milk, with the Nixon quotes.
I am not a pregnant crack whore.
Not really. But no, she squirted him, and he immediately went to the manager because he was so, you know, vehemently repulsed and upset about the whole deal.
That would gross me out too, bro.
And
because that's biological
waste.
That's
biological. You're absolutely right.
Oh my goodness.
And no,
oh,
no, no. Oh, no. It's a big turn-on for a lot of men.
Dude, some woman comes up, dude, and just that you don't know and squirts that shit in your face? That's the
that's
the
biological hazard.
She's fucking doing a lap dance for the guy? That's not a fucking stranger.
Yes, it is. What if am I a stranger? So would you be happy if I just jumped out of the bushes and busted a nut on you?
Let me ask you this question. A stripper is a stranger. That's the point of strippers. It's to have a complete stranger slap you in the face with their tits.
Or on your head, causing severe neck damage.
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah, it's done in Florida.
But figures. But that's the whole point of a stripper. It's not someone you know. If that was the case, why go to see a stripper? You can get that at home. But the fact that, the fact that breast milk came out...
Yeah,
that
because breast milk can, that,
it's biological
that can have VDs and stuff right there, and
absolutely,
STDs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And other types of diseases. So, I take it he's listening?
Wow. She's transcribing our show to him.
Aha.
Could they get you to do this weekly? Maybe we'll get more listeners. They'll read it and think we're funny. But yeah, so...
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
How fast can you type? How fast can you really type?
Going for accuracy and legitimacy
and spelling. English.
Guess what?
Preferred.
Spankwagon will pass over into the realm of the deaf. You're the official TDD.
You're the official TDD.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God, you got white Garrett Morse.
Every one of our listeners are looking at their computer going, fuck you! Well, that's all the news I had. I didn't come very prepared for this show. Yeah. So, we got 40 minutes to kill.
Sure. So, 3, 2, 1, GAIN!
Alright. Okay, enough.
So we're done.
Right. We get coached on that every week. People go, you know, you really need to stop. That hurt my ears and my dog. Okay!
God, it sounds like a Chinese restaurant in here.
Oh, gee.
Get some teriyaki kitten going on.
Meow.
Some pie gal puppy.
What did you have? Okay, that sucked. Yes, it went through the archive. You know what's great? Is these are the gifts that keep on giving.
Yes.
Because people download from the archive and they're la 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 la.
That's the best.
So anyhow, let's see. Vegas news.
Especially for me, because I forget about this shit right there.
No shit, you do.
So sometimes I'll like...
You'll sit at work, go, hey, wouldn't it be funny? I'm like, we did that last week. And you're like, oh.
No. Like sometimes I've actually done like clean house or something like that. I'll actually play the archive in the background.
Nice. Yeah. We're vacuuming music. Right on. Anywho, other things to do with the wagon. Let's see. Message boards, check them out.
Yes, mad props to our newest member, Suavecito.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of new members. We got a little rush. We got Obi-John that finally
Obi-John finally came over, yes.
And you know what? I appreciate that. By the way, let's give out mad props for Exotic Sushi.
Exotic Sushi, mad the props.
Mad the props, good sushi, good food, good prices.
Very good prices, good
prices
indeed, man.
But enough of that. So
try the barbecued eel.
You did. Good. I didn't. I'm still at a loss because I haven't tried it.
You will one day, and you will enjoy it.
Shit, I am. I'm actually out of topics. Other than I know SCO is getting more and more crazy with their lawsuits. They're now saying that Linux to them is worth $699 a license.
God.
And I know that's a big bunch of horse shit, but they're also trying to say that the embedded Linux market, TiVo,
you know what?
And
I got a question. I've got a question right here. Everybody seems to know something, has told me it's shit or doesn't work properly with certain USB or webcams right there, but I don't, I've only known one person, and that's Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence G, as his name says
yep.
on the marquee.
Yep.
If anybody can like post this to the message boards for me right there, who the fuck has experience with Lindows?
Lindows. I don't know. I mean, I guess Lindows, it's hard to say.
Because
it's a handicapped version of Linux that emulates Windows as well as it can.
Yeah, but the problem I saw with that
for sale at Walmart.
Is it's like $150 just to get the shit going.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap. I'm like, well, what the fuck's the point of this? It's just if you're fed up with Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. But see, Windows is geared towards the I'm a grandma sending email to my grandkids
Ooh.
Market. That's it.
Yeah, well... But I was just curious about that, if anybody had any experience with that offhand.
Well, post it if you do on the message boards.
Otherwise, I'll see if I can just go get a pirated copy. Everybody else seems to have every other fucking copy of Unix, Linux, or Windows apps available.
Yeah.
So pretty much
it's as Mac people won't give out anything.
You know what? There's a funny story about that, too.
What's that?
Whipping Boy.
Okay.
Was trying to talk to one of the people at work right there, the trainer
uh-huh.
and stuff right there. He's like, burn me a copy of OS X. No, you gotta buy it. No, just do it for me. You know, he was like saying, like, you know, anything else I could fucking get, I could get Windows or anything. But I want to get X for my damn Mac at home, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Whipping Boy annoys the hell out of me when he does that shit too. But hey, what can I say? I'm not.
And by the way, Whipping Boy is a Spankwagon First, a derogatory name chosen by the victim.
Yeah, which is really odd because normally we choose. How to insult people, but he wanted to know how to insult
himself. I was going to name him Saul.
Saul?
Or was it Saul? No, what the fuck was it? It wasn't Artie or something like that. Some annoying Hebrew name.
Oh.
I came to it. I was like the 6 degrees of fucking Kevin Bacon, dude. He's like, you're not going to call me that. Well, you got to pick something right now, because if you don't, I'm going to call you that.
So he goes, Whipping Boy.
Said, so let it be written, so let it be done.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. I think we're going to go and take another quick break.
Okay, because we do have the one story. I don't know if you want to get that to now.
Yeah, we'll get to that here. We'll get to it in a little bit. Here's what I want.
We're going to leave that for the end.
We're going to leave that near the end again. We got mad props out of the way. Everybody in the chat room, all
three of you.
What can I say? Throw up some topics. We're running short because the California thing, I think, kind of sucked a lot of our brain power.
Really, it did right there. And we could probably say more, but we're worried about getting too repetitive for
Very
your
repetitive.
Home audience. Although, I have a question, although out of curiosity right there, from you, and I don't know if your wife read it or not. What did you think of the Spankwagon RPG?
Hilarious. Dead spot on, a little over-exaggerated, obviously, because it has to be, but hilarious.
Well, you know what? I got to take a picture of your neighbor so that everyone can finally know what a GRU looks like.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we'll do that as a Spankwagon extra, possibly.
Yeah, it's something to
I want to go ahead. No, what I want to do was I can't write, I can't code. So for me to do an executable file is
mm-hmm.
futile.
Right.
And I certainly don't know how to set up or am I going to fucking bother to run a Telnet server. So I'm probably going to do Spankwagon is very fond of reminiscing about shit that nobody thinks is popular anymore or everyone's forgotten about. So we might just do a choose your own URL.
Hey, I know someone who's tried that.
How'd it work?
Moderately okay. Not the greatest. Here's what we're going to do, though. Real quick, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, if you have stuff in the archives, or reading the chat on the same time, if you have an idea for a topic, let us know.
Indeed. We can go ahead and cover it right there.
Give us something you want to hear
background.
Our opinion on. It's another thing like Name Your Spank that was which was not the most successful.
But it really started.
But it was something different.
Give
us a topic, guys.
One thing we're possibly going to experiment with here on Spankwagon is the advent of shitty movie viewing.
Shitty movie reviewing. By the way, did you bring me the shitty movie to review or the one to test?
No, I did not.
Did you bring me my CD?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go commercial. Give us a couple topics. If you want to hear our opinions or our slants on anything, guys, throw it up there because I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is your show just as much as it is ours.
And by the way, right there.
We're just the unfortunate ones that have to sit here and entertain you.
Mad props. And thanks to Red Rum. Found out what the main difference is between Popeyes and KFC.
Yes.
Fried versus pressure cooked. I did not realize that.
Which one's pressured?
KFC.
Interesting.
Yes.
Which makes a lot of difference with the taste and why everybody left here with a stomachache that night.
God.
Anywho, we'll be back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show in the world.
Ever conceived. That will ever be. Jesus listens to us up right now, I'm sure.
No, that's Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's the guy at work.
Yeah. Spank Wagon Radio. Go! I will find a center in you. I will chew it up and leave. Trust me. Trust me. Hey, Claude.
Yeah.
Right now, we're recording this ad.
Right.
For Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Now,
right.
We're playing this in the middle of our show.
Right.
So why don't we go ahead and just either, what would you rather do? Would you rather reminisce about our own show for a little bit in this ad? Let's reminisce.
Sure, sure.
That was funny. What we just did before this break was fucking hilarious.
That was fucking
great,
dude.
I'm glad to see those people in the chat room.
Me too, man. Yeah. Mad props to everybody.
Yeah, hey, grab the clicker liquor pop.
Yeah,
third hole over.
There you go, yeah. Third hole over. Mad props. That's fucking great, man. You know, yeah.
I wonder if we're going to be this funny after this break for Spank Wagon Radio.
Well, you know, it depends, man. You know. But, you know, I mean.
Yeah, we are, actually.
Damn, we're great, man. You know what's going to happen, man?
Hey, real quick. We better get playing the next song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
for everybody listening, we're going to come back from break, and we're going to reminisce about our reminiscing ad.
Isn't that cool? Spankwagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Right on.
Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Hey! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Hey! Oh! Don't touch me!
Most of his days just a dreaming of the city. Then one day bought a guitar, moved to Hollywood to become a star. Living on the farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day he was jamming on some chords. Along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little me, let me in.
Not bad. I'm a little upset, though.
How so?
I missed your anniversary. No anniversary gift for you and your wife.
That's fine.
It's going to get you some, malt liquor. And
malt liquor. Shit, malt liquor.
Strawberry douche.
Yeah. You mean a dequai?
Dequai.
Yeah. Hey, all right. We're back from our break at Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. If you are cool enough to listen to this,
then
get
you
your
are
ass into our chat room and talk with us, too.
And you will rock, dude. I mean, people, you'll have that aura.
Okay, aura.
Psychics can tell.
And psychos can tell, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of psychics, you know, we were going to... Spankwagon was going to have a seance right there. Well, I was pitching the idea. But
you were...
You won't do a seance.
No, won't do a seance. Will not do it.
What about a Ouija board?
No.
Why not?
I have heard way too many stories about Ouija boards really causing psycho things to happen.
Dude, you've heard, like, bad stuff about Vegas and they moved out here.
It's different.
How's it different,
It's
dude?
Much different.
Let's get a Ouija board, dude.
Dude, I've watched enough 80s horror films to know they're just a bad idea. No Ouija board will ever step in my home.
It's not like we're picking up a hitchhiker. Hey, wife.
No, don't shush.
Do you have a Ouija board?
Peter Geller's very quiet. Please do not yell. We're almost all full mic'd right now.
Oh, sorry.
So,
Ouija board.
I will not allow a Ouija board in my home.
You don't like Ouija board? It's a gee whiz, this...
That's a dead idea floating around this. Now, if you want to do it in your own home, it'd be interesting because we could put your dad in there as well.
Well, I know where my dad's at. Yeah, he's on top of the fridge. I don't need to contact him.
Hey, you never know. He might have wanted to tell you that long-lost secret, like turn off the gas. You know, who knows?
Stove's electric.
Shit. Moving on, actually.
Let's see.
People thought of... Tofu wants to hear the archive story, which is also very interesting itself. Someone else wanted to ask us, what do we think of tofu? I don't know. I've never had it.
Curry tofu is the shiznit.
What is it?
It's curry tofu.
What the fuck is curry tofu?
You're from fucking Iowa. You should know this shit, dude. Fucking bean curd. Soy.
Okay, here's the thing. If you live in Iowa, you eat corn, beef, potatoes.
You
pork and chicken and
low. And pudding.
And pudding. And pudding. No, you just don't.
You grow soy. Why don't you eat
the
shit?
To sell it to people like you who will. It's like you asked me, do you ever go cow tipping? No, it's something we reserve just for the Californians. Duh.
It doesn't have to be duh. You grow the shit. You never tried...
I've never had tofu. I've never had tofu.
It's bean curd.
I guess we'll have to try it sometime. Maybe sometime you bring it and you fry it without burning your face off.
Fuck, man. No, my face was fine. It was my hair that started to catch fire.
Okay, we'll try it sometime. That's... I don't know about tofu. What do you... Do you like tofu? Is it tasty for you?
Curry tofu is very tasty. Otherwise, it can be kind of bland right there.
Okay.
But we're all... I'm already working on some good bad food right here.
Oh, yeah?
Some spam sashimi.
Spam sashimi.
Yes.
That's uncooked.
No, you do fry it, dude.
Oh, you do fry it.
Spam won't come raw anyway.
No, it's pre-cooked, but the jello, man. Something about the whole
fucking
thing.
Spam jello, dude. Grosses me out,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, something about it. See, now, my buddy, I guess he's, well, not really, he's dead now, but he would eat that shit. And he would
the jello?
We were out once, right? I kid you not. This is Ragman.
All right.
And I've told you tons about him. And what he would do... We go out and we get, like, grocery burgers and sodas. Like, we're talking Quickie Mart hamburgers, you know, the kind that come in the wrappers. It's the same stuff we get in Vending Land. So we'd eat those. Like, that would be all we could afford because everyone was fucking broke. So we'd open them, nuke it, you know, get a big 42-ounce kidney buster, you know. And we wonder why I have this. But we'd get the kidney buster, the grocery burger, and what'd he do? He'd get a can of what's called Treat. It's that generic.
God! Made by Armor, yes.
Yeah, it's the generic.
You and Flying J, dude.
So, check it out. What he does. We're sitting in the parking lot. We're in the spank wagon that night. I remember that very clearly. Mm-hmm. He cranks open the lid of Treat. He's like, this is good stuff. He goes, this is great. He squishes it out. So he's like, you know, it's like, you know when you turn the soup can upside down and the stuff goes...
Yes.
Okay, he did that with the treat. He has the chunk of meat product in his hand. He takes his finger and scrapes off the stuff on the side, and he goes, slap. He just, like, flicks his finger, throws it down on the ground, takes another one, flicks it. It lands on this white car next to us. Takes it through, flicks it, lands on the ground. He looks at it, he goes, this is the stuff. Chomp. I freaked out. I'm like, you ain't getting in my car because I can smell that from here.
Rule of thumb. If you're going to go on a road trip with Trench and eat nasty food, don't tell him you brought it until your car's
in motion. Tell the odor hits because, oh, my God, I freak out. Because
you were stuck with me for, 200, 300 miles?
200 miles and you had pork rinds.
Pork rinds and Dr. Pepper.
Pork rinds and Dr. fucking Pepper. The smell alone was hideous. Hideous. And you guys think, I'm not joking here.
Dude, and these were pork cracklings, okay? So these weren't just like regular pork rinds.
These are generic fucking pork rinds.
They were cracklings, okay? They had that little layer of skin and fat underneath.
God, and hair.
Yeah.
And fucking hair. That's big fucking hair.
I threw that one out.
You're like, hey, look at this. He needs a shave. I'm like, oh, well. Okay, because you don't look at your food before you eat it half the time.
And you're next to me going, God damn. You almost threw up in that rental car,
dude. Horrible. So...
You want some pork rinds?
No.
I'll
eat sushi. That was the best thing.
That's what was funny, dude, because I busted those out at the last minute. I bought a Dr. Pepper, a big fucking 1 liter Dr. Pepper, a fucking stick of jerky, and then the pork rinds.
That's right. It was the cheese thing jerky. So it's like you weren't going for food. You were going just for the sole intent of creating a Holocaust. A fucking Holocaust on the freeway. Anything within about, I'm going to only give it 10 miles because, hell, it was a lot of trees around.
Yes.
So, I mean, yuck.
So what happened is first we ended up going, what the fuck was that? We went down to Crystal City, had to come back up. So then we're starting to drive down the road. And then, like, once we're getting in okay traffic, it's going.
And then I hear, Russell. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And you're like, pork crackling. You're grinning like a fucking retard. Hey.
I never forget that fucking look. That's the funniest shit. And you can't run, dude. You can't roll down the window because it's too fucking cold.
It's fucking cold out. January. Oh, it was horrible. Hey, why don't we go ahead and tell them the wonderful story? We got like 15 minutes left or so.
All right. You sure you want to tell a story?
Yeah, fuck it. Okay, here's the thing. We had to take the archive offline last week.
Yes, temporarily.
Temporarily, because we, No, Claude wasn't really much of a decisioning factor in putting it back, but...
No, I actually was not. To be honest, I thought we were actually going to stick by the editing thing and leave that one as, like, a urban legend, and one day we'll sell it bootleg or something like that. But
Claude and I, on a show, we've done this on a couple shows, we really dog the local broadcasting scene
Specifically, we don't like Clear Channel. That's well known.
Yeah, well known. We don't like Clear Channel, but we also dog some other aspects of other local radio broadcasters.
Yes. Specifically, disc jockeys in their format.
Disc jockeys or the station format. Now,
yes. So what ended up happening was...
And this was on the... Spank of the Court of E was one that we really
went
off on.
Do you want me to mention just generic, or do you want me to actually go into specifics for the station name?
Let's go moderate.
There was a local radio station here that we really just gave it to.
Mm-hmm. Dog bad.
Yeah, Jesus. I basically called one of the morning co-hosts a cunt.
A cunt.
Mm-hmm. And I also said their station format sucks. And in addition, I believe I also roasted another disc jockey. I don't know if it was on that station or not. But
well, we roasted a few.
Yeah, but there's the one. He has the same last name as me.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did I tell you that story?
No.
Maybe I didn't say that one in the air. But anyhow, what happened was there's this one morning show with these two co-hosts on a local radio station, local 80s mix station that we don't.
It wasn't even the good 80s mix.
It's like
star.
The 80s and
90s.
Star. It wasn't Star.
It's a station where it's a generic station. It's Vegas. We're gonna say it anyway.
They claim to have a
94.1 mix.
Well, so much for me just going.
Fuck
oh,
it.
They want to mix the music.
It's
what happened was the morning co-host right there. I don't like her in her debates right there. A lot of times, I feel she's very one-sided. She's not very open to opinions. It's her way or the highway.
And she's baited a few people to get her something to talk about on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a little bit of not necessarily. Well, actually, yeah, it's a case where you got to be careful what you do around the person, otherwise you will be the topic and not in a good light. Because I don't hear him talk about good light subjects in their talk show in the morning.
Yeah,
and it's not even a talk show. It's 10 minutes of talk. Oh no, excuse me, 6 minutes talk, 4 minutes advertising, 10 minutes music.
Yeah. Unlike like myself right there, I listen to primarily two talk radio shows in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
for this right here. Stern isn't even one of them. Stern bores the shit out of me now.
Johnson and Tofty and...
No, I listen to the Comp Morning Show.
Yeah, they're good. They're funny.
And Star.
Anyhow,
what happened was for this specific morning co-host right there...
we had a wonderful listener.
Yeah, one of our listeners, speak of the devil, Obi John.
Ripped off
one of my lines on the air.
They were talking about pirates and
some shit
pirate
right there.
Shows. And have
yes.
you ever been? Have you ever experienced a real-life pirate situation?
So Obi-John called...
What the fuck is a real-life pirate situation anyway? That's a good question.
That made me scratch my head. So Obi-John gets the bright idea of, I'm going to call up and steal Claude's material.
And he even admits it. He admits it.
Later on, he admits it to the people. But first of all, he gets on the air, and he does my Pirates of Lake Mead shtick.
Which, if you've listened to the show, or you've heard it, or
if you've, especially if you've ever...
work.
Yeah, if you've heard us at work right there, I will go off on this tangent right there.
We had everybody in the department... No, you had everybody in the department at one time.
Arr!
It's all you'd hear for like a half an hour a day.
Arr!
It was sick. But the joke was, of course, is getting a big... getting a boat. Like, not even a real decent boat.
One of those, like,
houseboat.
A catamarans or something like
was
that.
Was it a catamaran or a houseboat? Because I remember you joking about a houseboat.
Yeah, later on I said maybe we'll get enough money for a houseboat, but like a catamaran, which is basically like pontoons with a tarp stretched across.
Right.
So I said, let's be pirates like me, dude. What we'll do is we'll like get a big mast on the top just so we can swing on to like yachts and houseboats and stuff right there. You know, or yachts, I know. Or like speedboats. And what we'll do is we'll steal their booty of, beer and stuff, you know.
Exactly.
And all their other stuff. And we'll like start stealing their fuel.
Start fueling beer.
And nobody will catch us because, you know, like.
We'll steal their life jackets.
Yeah. And then this becomes funny, of course, because like, one, where the fuck are you going to hide in Lake Mead?
Exactly.
Number two, you know, you can't get into alcoves, you know, because they're all fucking dry. Because it's so, like, low.
Exactly.
So that was always the shtick, right, for the joke I always did. So Obi-John went on the air and used my shtick in front of all of Vegas, which got him good reviews from the morning co-hosts.
Yeah, great reviews. He had them laughing. And it's very hard to get a morning co-host of those shows to laugh.
Yes. So what ends up happening is for some reason or another, God only knows why, he ends up also promote Exotic Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
But for some other shit, Obi-John ends up down at the station. They invite him down. So Obi-John is talking with the show's producer. And it's then Obi-John all of a sudden, thank God, becomes George Washington.
Tells the truth.
And, you know, I cannot tell a lie. This is not my stuff. This is Claude Balls.
Right.
And then proceeds to explain who I am of local television fame. From our commercials. Then promotes the site. Great, man.
Awesome.
No, mad props to Obi-John.
Big time mad props.
But doesn't fucking tell us this till the next goddamn day. So the producer of the show that we say sucks, that and I call his fucking host a cunt, is going to listen into Spank in the Court of E.
Possibly. Because it was the most recent show up there. And
it was,
as you
a direct
know,
link.
I always put those direct links on that index.
So that's basically what happened. We were going to edit the show right there.
So I get a call from Claude. It was Saturday or Friday?
No.
Friday.
It was a Friday.
He goes, take the archive down. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, I'll explain in a minute.
I said, no, just take it down. Are you a friendly community? He goes, yeah. I go, let me tell that for you. And I basically laid on trench here. I was like, shit, you got it. Consider it done.
It was mind-boggling because it's in there, and we both were kind of talking about it. We've been talking about it throughout the week.
Like, you know,
first off, I gave John a little bit of shit. I said, thank you for the props. I don't like the fact you stole some material to get there, because I don't think that was fair. Because Claude and I, we harp on people about originality. We try to be as original as we can. We know we're not.
When it comes to borrowing material like that, like I say, I prefer to use it as like seasoning, light dash.
Exactly. Except for your Don Knotts or Back Like a Vertebrae. Anyhow.
Yeah, I caught hell on Back Like a Vertebrae. That came and bit me on the ass.
Yes, it did. Now, anyhow.
But yeah, but at the same time, I was like, dude, you should have fucking told us first that you were going to do that, so that way we could have censured the one.
We could have taken care of it right away, because it's not real. I had a moral problem, and I'll tell this to you now, because we're on the air.
Go ahead.
I had a slight moral problem with it.
Go ahead.
And I know I did mention it actually off
the censorship aspect of it.
I feel that if we said it, anything we say on the show goes.
True. And at the same time, I was a bit worried because I don't need a morning co-host during the fucking morning commute, biggest of the day, saying the guy on TV is an asshole because he called me a cunt, costing me my job with my company. That was my concern on that right there.
Right.
I fully stick by that right there. I am not in a position yet where I can just fucking fall back on shit as of yet, okay?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that was my concern as for it.
And to be honest, I will say this, if it would have gone that route, they had would have nothing to worry about because you made the comments in no association with your current employer and in no association with anything else but us.
True.
And
you know what? If it did happen and they did mention it, it's got to be some hellacious publicity.
Oh, hellacious publicity. But I doubt they would have mentioned our site. they would have just dogged on us and not mentioned
You know
the
what?
Site.
You know what? I think she would have.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Gut feeling. Gut
hard
feeling.
To say. So I myself
then show
though,
me like you know passed out and puking.
Yeah,
the,
really.
The guy from TV. I love my cable internet service.
Blah.
Thank you very much. And then picture me going
lying down on the floor. But here's the thing. I mean, my morality kicked in. I'm going, and this is something that I just kind of thought about and I thought about and I thought about, and I put the archive right back up.
Yeah.
Once I kind of sat and I really hammered it out in my mind.
And to be honest with you, I didn't realize this until about, I think, 2 days ago when you first told me. And I agree. Because if we're going to say it, we need to be able to go full throttle. If we realize we do make a mistake or something later on, I'm going to say, you know what? Then,
that's what retractions
yeah.
are for.
Yeah.
If people want to go
but
for
I will not. But you know
defamation.
What? I honestly can't censor the other shit.
Exactly. Because we got to get this out of our system now. Let's say somewhere down the road we do have our dreams met when we can't go around on commercial radio, TV, or whatever going, cock, cunt, slut, whore. Well, slut and whore, yes, but cock, cunt. Can't do it. So.
Be an interesting clock, man. The electronic clock.
Clock, 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 clock.
There you
clock.
Go. It's that tick-tock. Clock,
it's that
tick-tock. Clock, cunt, clock, cunt.
One thing I will say, though, is, you know, it's kind of also makes you think about it, the responsibilities that we would hold because... We are, and I know I'm inflating this, and you have to forgive me. It sounds ego, but it's not meant to be. But it is inflating it's inflating what we're doing a lot just to make a point. But we do hold a level of responsibility with what we say in our actions and our shows. And we will say this: hey, don't do stupid shit. Because to be honest, don't do stupid shit. We know we're doing it because to us it's somewhat funny.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the Jackass thing. It's like the Jackass thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't do it for us. We'll do it for you, but don't do it for us.
Yeah.
You know, and things we say, like saying a word like that and calling someone who does have, well, dare I say, a little bit more power than us, which is obvious, but
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if we bring it up on the show, it's a topic, it's something we both feel pretty impassioned about. Sure, we could sugarcoat our words. We could change the text of the words. But we'll still send the same message.
And what's very interesting is at the same time right there, I believe our supervisor has actually had words with her on the show.
Interesting.
Yes.
Which is very possible because
you
I think
the
it's...
story? It won't involve names, but you're going to love it.
Let's go ahead.
It's going to take it back. There was an episode of Sex in the City.
Okay.
Dealing with female ejaculation.
Squirters!
Yes. And, our boss ended up calling in because our boss was with a woman who was a squirter and told her, you know, it tastes like sugar water and described the whole thing and experience to her.
Holy shit.
Because she was so fed up with her, like, putting it down and stuff like that, going, that's nasty, that's disgusting, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, of course, I guess if you want to look at it, I mean, there's also a possibility of urine being in there. But anyhow.
No, not urine. It's not urine.
Any possibility. That's any. We're not going to go down that road because I really don't want to touch that. Sorry for the noise. But no, I just want to
no,
say...
Can, no, you know women can learn to do that, dude. You can get some instruction booklets for your wife if you want.
Real quick, I just want to say the fact that, you know, at Spankwagon Radio...
It's like fucking Caesar's Palace with the... Or not Caesar's, the Stardust with the fountains and shit.
That just kind of shoot across the other fountain. Shoots over the people.
Fucking cat man gets shot in the head.
Meow! Anyhow, boy, what do I want to say?
I don't want to say right now.
Yeah, don't say it. I think what we're going to do is we're actually going to wrap up the show. I know we got 5 minutes, so we're just going to play some good music. And, hey, I want to tell everybody, first off, thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Of course.
It's been a joy and a pleasure.
That's right, because, you know, when you listen to Spankwagon Radio, like, you can go to heaven.
Yeah. And next week, of course, same Spank time, same Spank channel. Chat end of Lent and time Thursday night.
Of course. We will be here.
And if we're not live,
it's in the archive.
I want to say thank you for everybody who did check us out in the chat room. I want to thank Claude Balls for showing up a little bit late, but you had a reason.
Hey.
Shop talk happens.
That's right.
I
was trying to find you a Mopar.
I know you were.
Of course, all I had for sale right now is a 67 Charger.
67?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
That's going to be drivable in 2 weeks, and once he finds another charger to sell, he'll do it.
How much?
Don't know. He didn't say. He wouldn't.
67s will have that slope back. They're not the greatest looking, and they're not the worst looking.
He just sold a 72.
Ah, oh, damn.
440.
Oh, even... Mexican guy, short?
I don't know if he's Mexican, but he's kind of short.
Rick?
I think that was his name, yeah. I think he was driving a Coronet tonight or some shit like that.
You know who that is?
No.
That's La Jolla.
La Jolla.
I think he sold the green charger. Jesus, we're talking about this on air. The green charger we looked at.
No, no, that's not the same guy from there.
Oh, okay.
No, because we brought that up, and he said, no, I won't buy from that guy. He seems too shady to me.
For the pricing, yeah. Hey, I know we're talking about shit you guys don't care about,
hey,
so we're going to
cut.
What? You just lost us, man. Craig, your talk. Hey, folks, this has been the greatest internet radio show ever.
That's right. There will never be any better.
No.
What is that show? Unless it's
what
done by
is that show?
What is that show? Let's see. Shit, man. Fuck, I should be prepared for that. I was going to do a Thrakazog kind of thing.
It's Spank Wagon
Radio!
Yeah, spankwagon.vftp.net. If you have been listening, thank you. If you haven't been listening,
we'll have to hear that how that turns out.
I'll have to talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, have a good night, and...
don't touch me!
Next week.
Next week.
Normal time. We'll see you there. Thursday night.
Kick ass, man. You will love it. It's fucking great, man. You'll kick somebody in the face. It's so good. Tune in! This is gonna sound a little insane. I know you don't know me yet, but you and I, we will be together someday. Someday. I know I sound like I'm on drugs. Listen to me when I say that ever since when I first saw you sitting on your car outside, you asked for a cigarette. I couldn't stop staring at your eyes.
thank you for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Good night.